Warning: this program contains content that may not be suitable to some listeners. It contains decency, truth, ageless wisdom, a father who cares. It's Generations with Kevin Swanson.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Generations. My name is Kevin Swanson. Welcome. It's good to have you tune in with us today. I'm a father of five. I have five children, and I'm concerned about what's going on this day and age. We talked about this several weeks ago. It all started in San Francisco when a number of parents came together and sued their local school district after their elementary age children were given a sexually charged survey. And the survey included, these are questions for 8, 9, 10-year-olds. The survey asked children about the frequency of touching their private parts, or thinking about having sex, or touching other people's parts, and et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, they sued the school district. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled against parents, stating that parents have no due process or privacy right to override the determinations of public schools as to the information to which their children will be exposed while enrolled as students. Now, the conclusion to this study was that parents do not have the responsibility to teach their children about sex. It's the responsibility of the state, the government. It takes a village, or as I think we mentioned earlier, the village people, to teach your children about sexuality. At least in San Francisco. Dave, this is concerning. I'm concerned. I wonder if parents are concerned whether or not their children are asked how many times they touch their private parts. I would be.
Well, I think all you have here is that those people who want to deal in sexual perversion are going out and making their recruits, and the Ninth Circuit Court says they can recruit as long as you're not recruiting them to, like, Christianity. If you were passing out the Ten Commandments, that would be bad. If you're passing out condoms, that's good. See the difference?
Yeah, what if Congress passed a bill requiring sex education in the fear of God? I'm just wondering this. You know, sex education in the fear of God. All knowledge and wisdom is to be rooted in the fear of God. So that would be a good thing, right? A good bill. All sex education would be conducted in the fear of God. That doesn't happen much, from what I understand. I'm not sure the Palmdale School District was teaching sex ed in the fear of God.
I'm guessing if you did that, and you did that consistently, you would have a lower rate of incidences of STDs. Mm-hmm. You might have fewer children born out of wedlock. Mm-hmm. And you might have marriages that stick together. I think all those things are offensive to those who would like to destroy this world.
Obviously, that's not the program of Planned Parenthood. They want as many families destroyed as possible. That's the goal of a modern school system. And the goal of the media, Hollywood, and all the rest. So that bill would probably not pass the Colorado legislature. I'm off on a limb, I know, but I don't think it would pass. Well, the bottom line on this issue of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals decision, and that is that sex ed belongs to the state, is that our children do not belong to the state. They don't belong to the government. And whenever the state funds education, all right, what are we doing? When we say, I am not going to take responsibility for the funding of my children's education, and we turn them over to the government, you give them to the state orphanage, the government. I don't have the money. I don't have the responsibility. It's your job to raise my children in the fear and admonition of the state. If you turn your children over to the state to pay for their raising, and let's say the state mandated homosexual indoctrination, complete with laboratory. Let's throw that in. And you've already conceded the education of your children to state funding. All right, so that's the situation. They've already been funding and controlling the education of your children. You've surrendered the principle. You've given up control by giving up the funding. You have no right. You have no right to tell the orphanage to which you have given up your children what they are going to teach your children. You've given up that responsibility. That's the bottom line. Well, what's the future on this Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals decision that sex ed belongs to the state? What is the bottom line on this, and where is this going in the future? We're going to talk about this and how this affects you as a family out there. It doesn't matter if you're public schooling, private schooling, or homeschooling, this will affect you in some way. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Chris Klicka, attorney with Homeschool Legal Defense Association, online with us next on Generations to talk about the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals decision in San Francisco. Be back in a moment. Stay tuned. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. This is Generations. My name is Kevin Swanson. So good to have you tuned in with us today. Today we're talking about the decision given by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. It was Field versus Palmdale School District. And the decision concluded that parents do not have the exclusive right regarding sexual matters for their children, either independent of the right to direct the upbringing and education of their children or encompassed by it. That written by Judge Stephen Reinhart in the opinion for the court on this sex ed case. So apparently the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled against the families who complained about the content of this sex ed survey for 7, 8, and 9-year-olds. I have with me Chris Klicka, an old friend from Homeschool Legal Defense Association and attorney for HSLDA. And Chris, you have dealt with a number of matters relating to education, especially for homeschoolers. Why don't you explain a little bit about what the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals did in this case?
Well, what the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals did, and by the way, that Judge Stephen Reinhart is the same judge who ruled that the Pledge of Allegiance is unconstitutional.
I've forgotten about that.
So you can see where this is coming from. And this case basically stands for the fact that when you drop your kids off at school, you also waive all your parental rights. In other words, the school is in charge. The school gets to call the shots. If you don't like a particular policy that they have at the school district and you object to it on religious grounds or whatever, they're basically saying, sorry, the school's policies and rules trump the parents' rights. So this is a very devastating ruling. This all had to do with a survey on sex and asked a lot of ridiculous questions to children as young as 7 years old. The survey required a yes or no answer to questions such as, can't stop thinking about sex. And it was highly objectionable. Parents never wanted to do it. They had actually had sent around a consent form, and parents signed it in thinking it was just a routine survey. They had no idea there'd be 20 or so questions explicitly dealing with sex.
Chris, how does this affect parents, families, children for the future? What are school districts going to do for public school children, and how is this going to affect homeschoolers for the future of our own families in the state?
Well, two things. One is there's an implication that the state has the authority to dictate curricula and what's to be taught. Presently, with this Ninth Circuit ruling, it's the only sphere that they have control is the public schools to dictate curriculum. The statement where they say the parents have no fundamental right to determine, to be the exclusive source for, receiving sexual materials at the public schools can, do what they want. That statement wasn't limited to just the public schools. It should have been. It was either a sloppy statement or this Judge Stephen Reinhart really believes the state gets to control curriculum, what's taught to the kids. So number one, for the public schools, this bodes very ill because anybody who sends their children to public school are taking a huge risk. They have really no control over what gets taught, and if it collides with their religious conviction and the world life view, that's too bad. So parents need to own up to the fact that when they send their kids to public school, they got to play by the public school's rules. That's number one. And number two, people who homeschool are going to stay homeschooling. They're going to say, wait a sec, we were thinking of putting our kids in school, in high school, we're not going to do it. We're going to see it through to the end. More and more parents are going to make the choice for homeschooling in Christian schools because they're going to realize that their hands are tied when they send their kids to public school. So in a sense, this bodes well for the homeschool movement, and I think it'll encourage more people to look into this option and to consider this option and to end up, you know, taking this option. So this is a very, very good development in that regard.
Chris, the fundamental assumption under this decision is a fundamental flawed assumption made by, I think, a lot of people out there right now, and that is that somehow the state is not only responsible, but competent at teaching our children, competent at directing the education of our children, competent at teaching sex ed. I'm not sure they are.
Oh, yeah, that's right. This is supposed to be a parent's responsibility. Since the beginning of time, it was, and as of late in our modern school systems, they're starting to take over this responsibility and saying, hey, we're not only going to teach your kids how to read, write, and do math, but we're going to teach them, you know, about sex. We're going to teach them about homosexuality and all this. It's ridiculous. That's not the school's job. This is the parents' job.
Now, Chris, let's look at what's going to happen in the future. Obviously, we're not prophets nor the son of prophets, but when you look at what's happening in terms of Germany and Holland, they are trend-setting nations, so to speak, in the Western world. What can we expect if we continue to go the direction of Germany and Holland?
Well, we're going to slip further into that morass and that cesspool of immorality, and that's what's happening in Europe. They're probably a decade ahead of us, but you've got all sorts of immoral things that are being taught in the name of education in their school systems. We talk much with homeschoolers in Germany and Holland and the other European countries, and they're so glad to homeschool, but their right is not even legal, for instance, in Germany. But they're scared. They don't want to put their kids in public school either. And the public schools are destroying the youth in Europe. And the great reformation that took place in Europe, the tremendous Christian heritage is all but disappeared there. And that's going to happen to America if we don't wake up and realize, hey, this is the direction we're going, but we can make a difference. We can get on school boards, and we can help make decisions, prevent these kind of sex surveys. We can get involved with the legal organizations like Liberty Counsel that are fighting this Ninth Circuit case and asking for a rehearing. We can get involved in calling Congress, and Congress just passed a resolution, 320-91 last night.
Well, what does the resolution do, Chris?
The resolution asked the Ninth Circuit to rehear the case en banc, which means that the entire circuit, all the judges, will rule on it instead of just the three-judge panel. And this means it has a high likelihood, if they do agree to hear en banc, that this is a high likelihood it could get reversed. And the resolution that Congress passed states, quote, the fundamental right of parents to direct the education of their children is firmly grounded in the nation's constitution and traditions, unquote. And they stated further that the Ninth Circuit's ruling, quote, undermines the fundamental right of parents to direct the upbringing of their children, unquote. And the Congress is saying the court has overreached. They have gone too far, and this needs to be overturned. And so this is good news. Hopefully that additional pressure on the court will get them to reconsider this case.
Well, the Ninth Circuit decision is most certainly another piece of evidence that the judicial branch is completely out of control, another important reason for the existence of Patrick Henry College, and also the Judge Alito nomination to the Supreme Court is critical, isn't it?
Oh, it is, because ultimately a lot of these cases are going to filter up there, and they're going to have essentially the final word, and we got to have men who understand our framers' intent, men who respect the Judeo-Christian foundations of our country, men who are strict constructionists that aren't going to use the law to make law from the bench. They're supposed to merely interpret the law, and Judge Alito is one who has a background and has faithfully observed those traditions, and so he's a good choice.
Chris, before we wrap this thing up, I'd like you to speak directly to parents that are listening to the Generations program today. The fact that the schools are asking seven-year-olds about explicit sexual activity seems appalling to us, but I'm guessing there are a lot of parents out there that either are too naive to know that what is going on, or they just don't care about it. What would you say to the average parent, the average family out there that is sending their children to public schools?
Well, the average parent sending their children to public school, I'd say, stop and think and reconsider. You know, there are choices in America. We fought hard. Many sacrifices have made. Many people have given their all in order to win the option to have Christian schooling, to win the option to have homeschooling. In China, they don't have that option. I was just talking to a homeschooler in China this morning, and they're all doing an underground. And, you know, there's Europe and Germany, it's illegal to homeschool. The fight is still going on. People are fleeing to nearby countries for safety. An order came down to take a family's children away. We fought those battles. To whom much is given, much is required. We have choices in America. We don't have to send our children to a school that is teaching them the way of the heathen nations, which God expressly forbids in Jeremiah 10:12. We're not supposed to learn that. We're supposed to learn His ways. And we've got the opportunity in America to do that by exercising our choice, and I'm urging people, exercise your choice. You don't need to send your children to the school system. And then the only other thing I can add to that is if you want to still send your kids to the school system, you need to look at that curriculum yourself. You got to look over your children's shoulder each and every day. You need to talk to those teachers on a regular basis. You need to vote for the school board members and try to clean up the curriculum and the problems that are in the school system. And work overtime, because our kids are too precious to lose and to think and to trust that the government is taking care of them, because you look the other way and the government's going to do this kind of thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Klicka, freedom fighter, man who has fought for the freedoms to homeschool in many legislatures and courtrooms across America and across the world. Chris Klicka, thank you for joining us today on Generations.
Oh, God bless you.
And we'll be back, folks, in just a moment to wrap up this program. Stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. This is Kevin Swanson of the program Generations, and today, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals decision that it takes a village when it comes to sexuality. Well, my encouragement to parents today is to teach your children about sex education, but teach them sex education in the fear of God. And I realize that the Colorado legislature has not recommended this, but I'm recommending it. Teach sex education in the fear of God. It takes a parent to raise a child. It takes a parent to disciple a child. Please do not turn them over to the state schools. Well, as we wrap up the program, let me encourage you to attend an introductory seminar. We produce introductory seminars on home education on a regular basis in Colorado. We have two coming up shortly. We have one in Colorado Springs and the other in Denver. They're on Saturdays, and they take about 6 hours. But we give you a full review of what it takes to homeschool in the state of Colorado, some of the principles that make education work in the life of a child. I draw from my book, Upgrade, The 10 Secrets to the Best Education for Your Child, for this particular seminar. You can attend the seminar by calling 877-842-CHECK. That's 877-842-CHECK. Or www.check.org, that's CHEC.org, and just click on Beginner. That's check.org and click on Beginner. Also, another good resource is The Heart of Homeschooling by Chris Klicka. This great book gives you a great summary on what it takes to homeschool, what it takes to disciple a child. The heart of the parent connecting to the heart of their children. You can get this book, Heart of Homeschooling, by, again, calling 877-842-CHECK or checkbooks.com, checbooks.com, on the web. You can interact with this program by emailing me, Kevin at check.org. That's Kevin at check.org. And you can hear the program anytime, anywhere in the world at kevinswanson.com. This is Kevin Swanson, inviting you back again next time as we lay down a vision for the next generation.